Before we get the Kiddush of Abba in terms of what the Post can say, let's just read the Gemara first. And then make 1 hour on the Gemara, with the Rishon, and then we'll get to the Kiddush of Abba Suda proper. Yes, ma'am. On Sif Gimel, what? Yes.
At the beginning
of
the Tanya
first
day
to Shmuel.
No. We have a
gift
of
Tanya, Tanya, let's say, and the Rashi's
going to give
Shmuel or not. Okay.
The Rashi's going to give Shmuel.
Good.
Then,
good.
Then,
what? Yes. No.
We have a gift
of
Tanya, let's say, and we'll discuss
which might have
been
the
right for sure or not.
Okay.
Good.
Good. What have you learned? What have you learned?
The Russian system said it's literally
not. Oh, really? Where? Good. I was looking for that. How come no one else is home except for me? I asked everyone to find out how the Rishon and Pshat. I was going to look at the exotic Rishon and Aram Chalava and then it found the Beferish Rosh. Where?
The last 2 lines.
Shesh was in the kitchen, I was in the Abdullah. Loma Shaporis Mapa Umavdil Beferish. So the mind clear now understands. Thank you, May. You made my Kasha Gavaldic Akasha. Why Poris Mapa Umavdil? Unless we'll say Poris Mapa the Shaloyira Apat Goshto. And that kind of stuff. Maybe. Shalira Pats Boshto, because don't forget the Rush did quote that from the Sudo Yerushalmi in that very same sermon. Shalira Pats Boshto, that might be the Pshat. Alright. But then it wouldn't be true. Yeah, but it's still going to be Shver, because the Gemara thought Akira Shulcha. That's like necessary to say that Akira Shulcha and the Gemara was also necessary for Shalira Pats Boshto. Because there's no Mon and there's no Yikir Shapsa. Making. Well, how else do you understand Shana Rush? Poris Mapa. On what? I mean, maybe. Okay. That's the only way I can say Pshat, but without yesterday's Lumbus, the only Pshat I can say is that just occurs to me is this Yura Pasbosh. One of the Mepharshim answers is very good there. Thank you very much. Now, the Gemara. The Gemara is Babel Sadhu Nusugir. Osa Bnei Adam. Kuf Amadeh. This is the sugya of Kiddush Shavuot Sukkot. This time we're going to have 1 hour on the side point before we get to the sugya proper. Also, b'nei Adam, full from his base, the last 2 lines. Shekidush Shavuot Sukkot. Omar Rabbi Deyayin Lo Yotzu De Kiddush Yotzu. What do you mean Deyayin Lo Yotzu? Says Rashi. Shem Yesh Lem Yayin Lishlus Bebeisam Chayavin Levorach Borah Pragafen. She'ena Peturim Devirchas Akos Yayin Velo Brocha. So if you make a bar pragafen in shul, you have to make a new bar pragafen to come home. Ushmul amar, afi de kiddush lo yotzu. Why? Says with Rashbam, kiddim mefarshinon, in the time of the kamei, ein kiddush ala b'makom suda. The psiv, the korosa la shabbos onet. B'makom shatakoresh, the shabbos, koloma kuriya de kiddush, shom te onet, umedrishim. Inami, Svarei, mit der Ikba Kiddush al Hayayin, Kiditanya le Kamon, Zochreyo al Hayayin, Mistoma al Hayayin, Shebishas Su'udo Hukba de Choshe. So this is very important. Either it's a Pasuk, it's Rosha, or it is a Svara, 2 days in the Rashba. We'll come back to the importance of that a little bit later. Let's go back to the Gemara. Elo l'Rav, Lomole l'Kiddush al-Beveite, why have to make Kiddush again at home? You already yotzi the day Kiddush in shul. Answer the Gemara, de la hotzi banav b'nei beis. So if you live by yourself, or if your wife and children are all in shul Friday night, and you make Kiddush in shul, so there'd be no need to make a new Kiddush when you got home according to Rav, because Rav holds there's no dinner Kiddush in Makasud. Ushmul affect the Gemara. Lama the Kiddush in Beknishta. Who eat and drink and sleep in shul. Huh? So that's a dobe $64,000 question. Why do we continue to make Kiddush in shul today when no one eats it in one shul? As a matter of fact, what is supposed to call that kind of a bracha? No. They have a very, very sharp term for it. If you saw the Torah, you say Kiddush Yatzu. It's Beheita Deleka Orochim Son of Beis HaKnesses and the Kaddish Tavir Bracha Livat Tola the Karmel and Kishmul. So you say Kiddush. They say it's a Bracha Livat Tola. Finish. Bracha Livat Tola. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, I'm sure they don't do it. The Shnidduch don't do it. The Shivas don't do it. So when I came to Riverdale, I tried to stop it at first. That was my first reaction, try to stop this Kiddush and Shul. Then one of my Balabatim scared the life, literally scared the living daylight out of it. Because he told me that Maril. Maril said, if you change any minhagim, if you change the Kiddush and Shul, you're dead, basically. I mean, that's more or less what he said. I don't have the words in front of me. Yeah, Ramos, you shouldn't change it. But I wouldn't be Ramos or the Ramos. I didn't scare me. And then Maril said that you're going to be dead. Okay, but he doesn't quote you're going to be dead. That part doesn't quote. That's something very sharp, lush. I wasn't taking any chances on it. So I said, okay, if that's the way it is, I'm not going to start off. So we still make Kiddush in my shul Friday night. Because of the fear of the Maril. But the truth is that I grew up, the young Yishuls, they do it, the shul, but the Ashkenazim didn't get to do it. But the Yeshivas didn't do it, the Eretz Yisrael didn't do it, the Shtibah didn't do it. Because it's a brachah of the Torah, the Pashto. Who makes the Bayas? What happens in Maharim? Really? I'd love to do stuff on me, but I'm afraid of my real on that too. I do that in a different context, a very similar context. Neres Chanukah when someone's given to a cup. But then if not, if you look at the Shulchan Rambam, I think if I'm not mistaken, it makes a comparison between Kiddush and Shul and Neres Chanukah. If you look up the Shulchan Rambam, you'll see how such a comparison exists. Not a bad idea, but I don't think it'll go over too big. These are remarkable. How did he get away with that? 20 years ago. How did he pull that one off? 25 already, almost.
The last millennia was for the Orthodox, therefore, the Minhag obviously was a good one.
Of course. I know that. I realize that. Yes.
Every single week there were Arkham?
Yes.
Every
single week there were Arkham.
No, because there are Arkham.
Well, even if you'll say that there was maybe one off week, no guests showed up, that was the exception in the time of the Gemara. No, today it's never. No one ever used to show.
Well,
I'll tell you the honest truth. If people eat the shul every week downstairs, there will be no problem. We'll see. The Kohen to Shitas Hatosfos. The Kohen to Shitas Hatosfos told us the Kash, how can you eat the shul? Tosfos gives an answer. The Yesh Lomar. The Lav tells the Ochel. The Lav daft in the Beit Knishna. El Chadorim Hashem Smuch in the Beit Knishna. It's called Beit Knishna. U'mishoma Yishoma Ma'kiddush. They will actually hear it from downstairs. Wait. U'fima Shepirashti, the B'mokal, the B'mokal, the Chadbayas, Shaddai Telecho, the B'mokal Acher. Yesh Kiddush is considered Makom Suda. Asi Shap, they heard it inside, they heard it in shul, and they went down. I had this a few months ago. It was a bar mitzvah in shul, very big crowd. And the mother of the bar mitzvah asked me a favor to please make Kiddush in shul instead of make Kiddush downstairs. So they wait for the rabbi. One of those shul that still waits for the rabbi. So instead of having a big crowd downstairs chafing at the bit, she'd rather I make Kiddush in shul upstairs and have the Olam. Then we'll go down and eat it. Whoever gets stampede, gets there first, they shouldn't have to wait for me. So I did it based on this Tosfos and based on the Ramah, but I made an important announcement. Everyone has to walk out inside. Don't walk out to the outside and to get there faster from going out and coming around the long way. But don't do that today because then you'll be loaded Kiddush because according to Tosfos, it only works if you're the Malcolm, the bias echad. You don't want to go outside. Come back. Even that's a shayla. So my close is not going to wrong, but that's true enough. But I was no, because the shayla Kiddush Makom Suda, if you went out and came back, is that ruin it or not? 2 days, not going to have wrong. So I don't take any chances. Even this is already taking a little bit of a chance. I did it because the mother asked me a favor. So, but usually they maybe make Kiddush downstairs. Okay? So as I started to say, if the Dia regular Suda Shabbos club downstairs every week is Kishul, then it wouldn't bother me at all to have the Kiddush upstairs. Make Kiddush upstairs and don't make Kiddush downstairs. I would tell them not to. Okay? But the truth of the matter is it's not that way. And Marshall is almost never anyone eating a shul Friday night? Almost never. So what kind of oven? Well, we don't have any oven. Okay.
First of all, if you think about talking about real, in Europe, the Orthodox people eating shul Friday night.
Saying that my real thing shouldn't apply to us anymore.
No, but I say more questions about that.
Maybe you're right.
If my real stuff has people like in Poland or Russia,
that's right.
To the shul, Kiddush, Mayfair, and National Advocate.
So now it's suggesting as follows. You sure isn't suggesting this. The Baril said, don't change the minute, because even though you have no guests that Friday night, but he's afraid that you'll change the minute, you won't make Kiddush. And next Friday, there's going to be guests, poor people. And they are not going to have any Kiddush, so to avoid that problem, you have to make Kiddush every single Friday night. But if the Baril would come back in 1994 and see that there are never any Orchim in Shul, because everything's changed around, the whole society has changed, even the Baril would come back and say, okay, you don't have to make Kiddush. That's a comforting thought. And by now the Baal HaMatzah has told me, but I can't get rid of it anymore. I think I'm stuck in the shul.
No, think about it, it's
maybe you're right. Maybe, but I wouldn't stake my life on it. I'll tell you the truth.
What did my real say?
I don't have his lush in front of me. It was a very, very frightening lush. That's all I remember. Whether death changes meaning is... I'll tell you one thing. It's not this, but it's a different Mariel. Maybe I put the two in my mind together. I don't think it's the same thing, though. But I'm just letting you know. It's another Mariel. The Mariel, quoted in Minhagim Mariel, not to change any minhagim as far as davening is concerned. But piyutim and nigunim in davening. And it's quoted there that the Maril, Rachmon al-Islam, lost a daughter and he was matzik as adin. You know, we always have a chalil of the tragedy at Surah Tavon Polo. And so we say, it's not, Surah Tavon Polo. He was trying to find an aveir which he thought maybe he did, that they had a terrible punishment. You know what aveir came up with? I was excited to tell him. He changed it to nigun and it appears. And he was attributed the death of his daughter to that. Now, he said it over here like the Kiddush, but maybe I made an association in my mind. But I'm pretty sure he's a strong lush of a Kiddush also. But you dare change the meaning. And you know, if you make a few associations, you better just watch out. And those who don't have it. But those who have it, the marshal had the meaning before I came. Not as if there was no meaning. Had there been no meaning, I would have said no meaning is no meaning. Come in, please. What then? Band, I'll meet him for a band. Ooh, three vans with four of those. 12 o'clock. I'm ending shear 12 inches. I'll be there. Okay. Thank you.
Based upon what we learned from
Karen
about the
Chicago,
the majority of the people are the rabbi who decide to vote for change over time.
Right.
Especially in a cow. I mean, it's like not like a big deal.
What's in my real room?
It's not exactly
a minute of
color.
You're asking.
The sheet of everything, though. It's not the point.
You're right. You're 100% right.
I mean,
that's why I wanted to change it. When I came, I wanted to change it, but then they scared me off. I don't have the lunches in my real room. I'm going to try to bring it in.
I would say, we rabbis should cause trouble. That's a question.
We're talking
about saying a
theater.
You know, when you say this
theater,
you say that theater.
It's
dropping. You know, it's not like, it's not
an
accurate at all.
Yeah, but the Mariel said, Apple PK, and you shouldn't change it. You can say it, whatever it is. Let's go right. Come on. Right. Come. Va'ad v'shmul etamedam v'shmul en kiddush adam v'makom suda. Sova mina hani mina v'bayis l'bayis. It's very, very important. Hani mina v'bayis l'bayis. Av v'makom l'makom v'chad beis alo. Av v'makom l'makom means in Rashi. V'bayis l'aliyah. From one room to another. The attic of this nature. Which is the roof, to the ground floor. So what do you see? That even from one room to another in the house, you have to make a new kiddush because of kiddush malchus suda. The Rav Huna saw in kiddush malchus suda. How do you know? The Rav Huna kodesh is akra le shraka. The candle blew out. He took all of his kalim to the house, the wedding reception party house of his son, where the candles were still lit. And he made kiddush, and he ate there. He made kiddush again, that is to say. And he vitoyim midi, and he ate something. Alma kasavar ain't kiddush alavim makam suda. That's Rav Huna speaking. V'avrava savar ain kiddush elav b'makom suda. The Amar Abaye, ki arvina be'mar, ki have a mekadosh amalon, to imu midi, Rabbi said, eat something right now. Why? Dilma ada azlitu le'ushpiza. By the time you get back to the hotel, mis'akro l'chushraga, the candle will be out. V'lo mekadosh l'chubi beis achila, and they won't make kiddush in the hotel. U'v'kiddush adacha lo nafkisu, and if you wouldn't eat here, you will not fulfill the mitzvah of the kiddush, which I just said. Why? The ain't kiddush alav malkam su. End of the sugi. That's as far as I asked you the reasoning of Gemara. That's as far as we got. Very nice. So there's a side point I want to talk about before we get to the main discussion. Now this is still with the candle over here. What did it say over here? You're afraid the candle went out in the hotel and they won't make kiddush. Why not? Who cares the candle went out? So why not? So the Rush talks about it in Simon. Hey. Let's turn to the Rush, please. This is a side point, but I want to take care of the side points first. So we wouldn't forget it completely when we get to the main sugi. I asked you to see the Rush Simon. It's a very long simon, but every line is precious. I'm starting where it says the little pay. The little pay in the Karban Asana. The little pay. Everybody see the plate? The plate is not? That's right, Yesh Rotsim. Yesh Rotsim, everyone see the place? Yesh Rotsim, Lahavi Raya, Mikan, Che Mikachin, Ella, Laor Haner. Imagine that, you can't make kiddush without no Ner Shabbos. Umefarshid made Akol Lachon Shraga, below Tuchlu, the Kaddish, below Ner. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. If the candle go out, you can't make kiddush. The last. It's wrong. Why is it? It's more sense. You're afraid you're going to go back to the hotel, and by the time you get there, the candle will go out, and they won't make kiddush for you. Okay, that's a good answer. Very good. Vilesa. Dachi perusha. Velo sochlu below there. You won't be able to eat. Not you won't be able to make kiddush. You won't be able to eat anything there. Avalama, you wrote some lecha below, but if you could somehow manage to eat in the dark, they didn't have lecha. No lamb, it was pitch black. You can find a way to eat and make kiddush there. How you call them the kaddish? You can make kiddush there. So why do they say they won't make kiddush? Why do they say you won't eat? No. The mashal, oh, you also, it wasn't so bad. Oh, you're makbid. Fish, you call them the kayim, shalosh sudas lemachor. We discussed it already a long time ago. We saw this toast so close it over here. Months ago we discussed this. Back in the winter's man, Dr. Gil, we discussed this question. You have shalosh sudas, 3 meals by day, another by night. The toast is on the kufal. The Rush calls it too. Rabbosai, I just want to finish this in you. The Mordechai actually holds that way. The Korban Asana pay quotes the Mordechai. Kein he dasa Mordechai. Believe it or not, he holds that way. That he can't make kiddush without a candle. My real cousin came, she is stakil beneiris. It's quoted, I think, in the Ramah. When you make kiddush, you look at the candle. It can help you see a gasa. You ran around too much. By the way, the Tosas, when he quotes this teretz of the Rush, is a second teretz. Tosas on that Kuf Aleph Amin Aleph, Divra Matzil Uvikidusha, is two teretz. Oshema Yukul Lechol B'Mokom Shiesham Ner Ve'en Yayin. A different shot. The kiddush adachol and afkisa. You won't fulfill the kiddush here. Why know about the meal? No, the meal you could have elsewhere. But third place, where there's no where there isn't air, there's plenty of light, but there's no wine. That's why I said the kiddush adachol. What about the kiddush? Now what about the suda itself? It wouldn't be the kiddush b'makom suda. There'd be no problem. Oh, I want to just show you for a minute before you see the rest of it. You know the kiddush b'makom suda, which is simin reish ayin gimel. That's the main simon on it. Look in Sif Zayin. That's where this, those who have a Shulchan Aruch. That's where this question of the Ner comes up. It's very interesting how it's presented in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes.
Well, you went to the
Good question. That's a very good question you said.
What else do you
think? Very good question. What are you worried about? Just make the hamot. The answer is very posh. You can't make kiddush on the hamot either, but out of there. Those
who require that. Both the other guys, only had
So I'm asking, both the other guys. Let him make kiddush on the pot then.
Yeah, well,
that's a good question. That's a good question. I don't have to think about that. It's a good question. Yeah, Yoshua's question. What is his fetish over here? The guy will have what? What about the kiddush? You weren't yotze kiddush here. Big deal. When you get to the place where there's no, where there's enough mesuda, where there's no wine, you make kiddush on kashya. Get there. That's a good kashya. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a very good question. I like that question. Maybe this is like a made of time. Hold the can of kiddush on kashya. The second day.
You're right.
Could be. Let the reshi reshi gimel siv zayin. Yes, amir mishain mekash el lo haner. It actually made it into the mechaber at that day. Believe it or not. It's made it in. The yesh amim she'ein akirish palivinir. Right, that's the way which most poskim hold. Vimu nene b'chotzer yosmi nei ha'avir of nei ha'zuvim. The kadosh b'chotzer v'yochosha. Afal pi she'ein aroa haner. Mechaber. Reish ayin gimel sivzayim. Sha'neiros la'onek nitzavu below the tzar. V'hochi mistabra. And if you look carefully in the Beis Yosef, he says the difference between the Minik Ashkenaz and the Minik Tzarfas. And both, what did that in turn depend upon? When they eat Friday night. I think in Tzarfas they ate late. And in Ashkenaz they ate early, like the early Shabbos. So if they ate late and they couldn't see anything, they were makbet an or an air. They ate early, don't eat an air. What do you see from this? Not a nair. It has to be pleasant. If it's dark and you have no, it's hard to enjoy yourself when it's pitch black. They didn't have electric light. Even if you'll be machmir with manazer, you have to have or haner. That doesn't mean a ner. It shouldn't be dark. There's an electric light on. That's also would be good enough for this purpose.
Oh,
about what? Forgive me. I don't get involved with the old coke. By both sides. Let's get to the main point over here. Post is cool from the day.
Sort of have a light here, they can pleasant surroundings,
even in Buddha.
Are you allowed to ask
God to turn
the light over?
No. Yidei Kiddush Yotzes, says Tosis. Look very carefully. Very important Tosis. Very important Tosis. Tosis says, Afa Fishalo Shosu Racha Yitlam of Avarech or Afilo Echlamen can Bucha Besofer become Arvin. Still never Yotzes the midst of Kiddush. Either they had most wine and somebody didn't drink anything. It's a difference, so we'll get to that later. The nearer the halacha kishmuel, the main kiddush of the makom suda. Afal gav the balmak halacha karab yisuri. Can Rabbi Yochanan tell the kaman karab? Halacha halacha kishmuel. The ravuna v'rabba v'abaye kulu stavri v'samach and kiddush of the makom suda. And they had to bring all the heavy ammunition. Nafkuf aleph because against the klal we possibly use it like rab. V'chein posim the megillah starim. It's of nissen gong. For those who are eating here, have welcome suit. I do that all the time. When they used to have kiddush in my shul every single Shabbos, I couldn't eat so much. It would get fat. So, but the rabbi, I went to the rabbi to make kiddush. I'd come down and make bar for a buffet, moit to the oil, and I wouldn't eat anything. The whole discussion was that's loud or not, because it wasn't kiddush, it was kiddush rabba. The Rambam said it works for kiddush rabba too. It was a brisker rabba, and it was a different cheetah. But that, we'll get to that a little later. We'll get to kiddush rabba. But in Friday, it would certainly be good. V'chein mashma di mistama echam nimei ha'ir ha'yam v'kadosh v'es ha'knesset v'u motzi ha'orchim. Right. And he didn't eat there. He ate at home. It's okay. V'hein ha'delek ha'orchim, son of v'es ha'knesset, ein v'kadosh, tabi brocha levatolo, v'kayim lal g'shmuel. Do you hear this? It's a brocha levatolo. Finished. V'hein lo ma'ad v'kadosh kan. Al dash she wrote the lechel b'mokam acher. Modesh Shmuel, the yesh kiddush, it's okay. V'had the pligi b'stama when he didn't have in mind to eat somewhere else. It can't be. Why can't it be? Midaparich u'lishmuel lama le kiddush to be make kiddush. We saw the gemara. Why bother making kiddush in shul? What kind of question is that? What kind of question is that? Say you make kiddush in shul. Why? Because the people have in mind. You don't know. So if an offer in the Gemara, so you know that you can't make kiddush and shul have a mind to eat it all. Why? Let's do it on the
Gemara. Why do you make it
That's a challenging one. That's very good. It's a rush to suggest that possibility. The rush is a possibility. Okay, but that's not the passion. Umiyu mi makom le makom b'chad b'vayit echad.
It's
technically,
you
don't
end up making in a house. From the roof to the first floor. Nira the mode shmuel and kiddish be igra kadelechal ba'ara the chosh of kiddish makam sudan. That's the kiddish nifla tos, based on Yerushalmi. Chemucha be Yerushalmi. The kamar of Yaakov is shem shmuel kiddish be bayazev and nimlech lechal be bayaz acher, sorach le kadish. Rab acha be rab shem rab oshi omara, bishan sukoso areva lov me kadish lo yonta ve acham be veso, ve ola ve ocha be sukoso. Omar abun ve lo pligi. My dama rab bishalohoya bedaita lechal bebayas shakirish, and my dama shmuel bishalohoya bedaita lechal bebayas shakirish. The Pharisee Shri Risham, that if you have in mind, it's okay. The other kaam avalo pligi, have him in mokal namokal bechad bias. Lab dafka nokal be Risham in kirish bebayas eben nimlech lechal bebayas acha. It doesn't mean in another house, it means another room. Vias yashem shalohyachal kai Rishami imashas shalonu. So in order to end for the steer and babbling in Risham, the toast is of the chirish. Does Dias work to go from place A to place B or not? A pshara! If you're under the same roof, then it works. If it's a different house, then it doesn't work. So the Bible implies that it doesn't work when they ask, why bother making Kiddush and Shul? They don't know David's shot. So the standard shot, why bother making Kiddush and Shul? It doesn't do any good. You're not yotze anyone. No one is yotze. You don't have a mind to eat at home. What's the answer? Because you're going to a different house. Not under the same roof. But if you're under the same roof, and from room to room, then Dias works. It's the famous sheet of Tosfos quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But so far, the first thing I want to talk to you about is, how can we make Kiddush and Shul a bracha levatola? Rebbeinu Shalom, how can you do it? So there are two ways for Minhag Yisroel. I want to show you the first is in the Ran. The Ran was bothered by this kasha too. Apparently, you know what you said before about the Maril having guests and every Shabbos and Shul was not true. I don't know the history, but the Ran already didn't have guests and Shul. Before them, maybe because things got worse. Right, true. Ran didn't live in the best of times either. He lived after, long after the Golden Age.
True.
Also, could have been there. No, they could have been equally poor, but they didn't have to choose. They could have had different kind of different sociology. Look at the Ran over here, the one I asked you to see. It's on the top of page Chof of Adal, Dapi Harif. It's now on the second line, the middle of the line. Anu Akshav, Afal Gad, Lo Achli Orchim Bebek Nishta, Benakhtina De Kishon Lapasuda. Third line now. Afilu Hachi, Nakhtina De Kiddushi Bebek Nishta. Why? The Drach Lama Tala? No. The Kaiva De Meikora Atkun Mishum Orchim. They made a Takana Kubur De Meik Kiddush Mishul. And even though the reason no longer applies, it then applies nonetheless. You know, the Mogan Ovis or the Mekanat HaShabbos, you know that whole story? The Atkun Mishum Am Shebisodas Havon Ba'achrona. It was originally instituted because of the people who come late in shul and they give them a chance to catch up. They shouldn't be left behind. They'll get eaten up by the demons or the bandits. Going to Inu Kula Bebe Knishta, everyone can, our shul is now in town, and if everyone comes on time, nevertheless, Arminan Lay, the cave and the Atkun Atkun. We all, everyone says, Mogan Abbas, no one said that's a Brachal of Atala. Well, even if they didn't come on time, our shul is now in cities. It's not considered to be dangerous, it used to be out here. Who said? Every shul said. No, not true. But if it's a shul, every shul in the world that I know about, even the Shtiblach, even in Eretz Yisrael, everybody says Mogan Avos in the Kaddish Shabbos. Even though the shul is in the most populated area, it's not dangerous at all, the reason doesn't apply. So too when it comes to Kiddush, it's around. Not bad, I feel better now. Yeah? I never heard. Let me know, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see any shul or shtibul for that matter who doesn't say Mogan Avos. I never heard of it in my life. Document it, bring it in. Let me know on Monday. So find it. Do your homework. You have a homework assignment. That's the reason of the Rosh. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah has another reason. The Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted by the Rosh. End of Siman Hey. Please turn. Page Kuf Lamed Aleph. You said the Arvatar. Why is the Mogan Avos? I guess came with the Atkun. I guess you see that. No one argues on that. Mogen Avos, I think everyone agrees with that. Everyone, let's take a look.
Someone else be yotz, someone else not someone else, right?
Not bad. Not bad. That's right. Not bad. Hold on, hold on. You're asking a good question. You're asking a good question. It's true that Mogen Avos Institute, the Gemara says in Shabbos, because of those who would come late, be stuck in the middle of the field, etc., etc. But it is quoted by the Pesuk, if I'm not mistaken, as you said, I think it's quoted, that if someone, let's say, made a mistake in Meir, but doesn't know how to daven Meir, doesn't know how to daven, so you can perhaps fulfill the mitzvah of davening by listening to Mogen Avos. That reason still does apply today. I mean, that's a good point. Hold on a second. Where is Mogen Avos found in... Hold on. Mogen Avos is found in Shulchan Aruch. Here it is. Reish Samaches Sivches. Ve'omer Shat Brocha Achas Mein Sheva. Period. Gemara. Now, does the Machaba say, Mr. Bruce, say anything about this? Kot Machab? Nis the Mishra Sakonas Mazikim, and often the Gemara and Shabbos, because their shuls were Basada, people come late, they'll be left behind. Yeah. The Gama Idol of Zaza Takonam and Makom, Mr. Bruce Anderson Kot Machab. And apparently everybody agrees to that. True Yoshua gives us, so maybe a guy can be Yosef. But that's not the reason for it. You don't make a chalas of admirement if you're in the week. But that your terrorist is really not a good terrorist. It's not fair, but it's not passionate with cold water. The first talk about it, I have to look inside. I don't remember exactly. I don't remember precisely. Look inside. We're talking to the guy. We got something. I forgot where it is. Somewhere. Somewhere it's going to be Yosef with the chazan. No, I think it's in the simon somewhere. Right, something like that. I don't know, but that wouldn't help. So the Rabbeinu Yonah is the other reason. Let's turn to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is at the top of the Rosh Quote at the very top. The Rosh Quote says with a little basis. This is the fourth word on the page. That's it, that's it. You know, there's no Orkel to make a Kiddush Shul to Brachol of Atala. The Harab Rabbeinu Yonah Pirish, the Ain of Brachol of Atala. Yeah, let's say that. Mitzvalo shal kol lo hiske shal Shabbos. Yeah. Shema mishat brocha mein sheva mirosh ha-tof. Yotza. Is that what it says? It was something.
Yeah,
but so what? But that's not the reason. That's just a side benefit. That's not the reason that you could argue that they left it for that reason, but that's part of the job. That's not... Maybe. Okay, right. Okay. Bar Rabbi Ben Yonah Pirish, the Ein Brachol of Atala.
The
Bira Lotzah says, well, he's probably the Yom Tov. Yeah, of course. I don't know. The Hard Armin and Dave Kiddush, Shalom HaMakom, Sunit Rabbi Ben Yonah. This is very, very important now. This is a very critical passage here. Vatzmachu Rabbonot HaKroyed and Karasal HaShabbat Onet. V'ikir HaKiddush Min HaTorah Hu K'dechsiv Zachreyo Al HaYayin B'Knisa. Hilkah. Kevin Shiesh Mene Odom Shane and Yodel the Kaddish, Noah Gul the Kaddish Beis HaKnesses, the Shiesh to the Kiddish Mene Torah. So what Rabbi Yonah said? The reason why we say Kiddish is, even though it's not the Makom Suda, is to fulfill the din of Kiddish Mene Torah. We did it already in Davening. We did it in the Kaddish HaShabbos. No. The answer is, Rabbeinu Yonah holds that Kiddush on the Yayin is alright. We already mentioned this one day in Post Kuvot. Hoshe for Rabbeinu Yonah, the Kiddush down is alright. He says it come out in the first. He says, the Chreel Yayin, the Kiddush up, the Kiddush kind of like a real good governor. The Rambam holds that smachta. The Rav we showed him all. He says all the Kiddush on the Yayin is arising. Fine. Good. Says the Rosh, it's wrong. V'hod the Ka'omer in Kiddush al Makom Suda lo mashma kiperusha. The mashma she'eno Kiddush klal. How do you interpret that? How do you interpret that?
Making Kiddush and Shul on Friday night is
as
if you've been doing it.
And therefore what?
There was a Rachel level.
No. You mean more than that? I'll read it again. The heart, the comma, and kiddush and the makmasuda, the mamash kabe rishon, the mashmash ain't no kiddush klal. Pointed question. The oraisa or the rabbanon? What do you mean ain't kiddush klal? The oraisa or the rabbanon? Really, he's responding to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said that the reason why I have that kiddush lo makom suda is to fulfill the oraisa. And he's answering by saying it ain't a kiddush klal. So what is he saying?
Not even the rabbanon.
Either way, it depends on the level that you hold. Either
Rabbi Yonah
will be
derisive,
if
you
hold to Rabbi
Yonah
will be
derisive. Oh, because Bobby said he has a, how should we say it? A fire is a shot, which can interpret it two ways. If you want to say that Kiddush HaLayayin is Doraisa, then you think Kiddush HaLayayin is also Doraisa. If Kiddush HaLayayin is over the Rabbana, so then Kiddush HaLayayin is not going to be the Rabbana. Wow. Okay. He was being very diplomatic. He's covering, he's hedging it. He's covering all the bases, maybe. V'chein ha de Amar Rabba v'kidusha de Ochel on Avkisu. That's the Gemara of Kufala, which we just saw. You're not Yartzi at all. V'yot Kosha. My Kama de Shmuel Lama de Kedusha de Bebei Kedishta. Name Allah Hotzi de Mishayla Yodei Ala Kadosh Bebeiso. V'motzi him in Kiddush Alamu Makam Suda. U'bein Rabba Shmuel Tavayas V'tavayas V'tavayas. That's the Kasha. So Rabbi Kiva Eger understood the Rabbi Rosh to be saying that Kiddush and Malkam Sud is alright. That's what you understand. I mean, you can't blame Rabbi Kiva Eger for saying so. Because the Rabbi Yonah said Kiddush Al Yayin is alright. And therefore you have to have therefore you yotze that Kiddush. Even Shalom and Malkam Sud. So when the Rosh asks against Rabbi Yonah, it sounds like he's asking, not true. That if that Kiddush and Malkam Sud is also alright. Only that the suggestion was made. He doesn't really hold that way. It's just for argument's sake. He's like, if you're going to say, if Tim Saloma said Kiddush Alayayin is Doraisa, then Kiddush Shemakum Suda should also be Doraisa. V'leilo Sirule. That would make things better, because Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, or someone else asks, somebody asks, that it's a steer to the rush elsewhere. And I found out what the elsewhere is. It's a Russian, Pirish a Russian, Mesef the Nozir, Dabdala Menala. I saw someone, maybe it was this Sefer. It was a Sefer as I told you about, the Sefer Kiddush of Abdullah. The beautiful author of these, it's called there again, Shvivei Eish, that's the name of some of his Svarim. There's a whole piece about this. Kiddush, Shalom HaMakom Suda, what is it? Is it nothing or is it something? That's how it begins, I think. Let's see, what's Simon? Simon Hay, in the Sefer Shvivei Eish, he asked the Kasher, he calls her Bekiva Eger, Bekiva Eger. You're going to the doing a competition. Let at least one bad way for this. All right, don't, two can go without me. There's only one way. Okay, thank you. Went a little bit. Yes, if I'm not mistaken, Akasha. Yeah. I believe he asked this kasha during the rush. So the answer could be all he's saying over here for argument's sake. Simon Hay in the same called Shvivei Eish. I don't think Rabbi Kiva Eger himself asked Stira in the rush. But we have to analyze it very, very carefully. Is it possible that Kiddush HaMakom Suda is Doraisa? Is the rush really held that way? The truth of the matter is, I thought, well, that would be that point, is that Doraisa or not? Yeah, sure. But I frankly thought that the mashmos of the rush was not that way. He's not arguing about the level of the rice at all. Because look at his proof. He says, because the lush and kiddush and the makom suda is mashmos that ain't a kiddush klal. Doesn't mean it's the rice. And then he says, the kiddush is the ochel on that pisa. Doesn't mean it's the rice. It seems to me, and then also, he has to according to the Rabbi Yonah, according to Shmuel, why he should make kiddush to be multi. Don't say we're talking about Doraisa over here. In my opinion, there's a fundamental dispute between the Rosh and the Yonah as follows. Forget Doraisa. True, the Rosh may hold, again, Rabbi Yonah may hold Kiddush down as Doraisa, maybe. But you have the same dispute even on the level of the Rabbana, which is as follows. And I want you to think about this over the entire weekend, the long weekend to think about this. You finish all the Ma'amakamas, I expect you to finish all the Ma'amakamas on Monday this year. Think about the following issue. When Chazal said Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom Suda, did they mean literally that if there's no Suda, the Kiddush is no Kiddush? Well, they meant no. You don't fulfill the full din of Kiddush if it's not a B'Mokom Suda. But the Kiddush that you made Shalom B'Mokom Suda is also Kiddush. You do fulfill something with that Kiddush. You don't fulfill everything unless it's B'Mokom Suda, but something is fulfilled. Not Kedina, it wouldn't be a Bracha Levatol. Zimnin Sagiyin. What does Zimnin Sagiyin mean?
Many times.
Many times. On Kufala Taman Aleph. Zimnin Sagiyin Avikayim Takamei Deshmua. Well, Ein Kedah Makam Suda. Benochis Me'igra La'arab Hodam Mekadosh. You know what I would call that Zimnin Sagiyin? At first glance? Each and every time a Shmua did it, you know what I would have called it? I'm afraid to say the word. What? Say it. Bracha Levatola. The Rosh said it. So the Rosh Shmuel is guilty of Bracha Levatola many times. Oh, the candle went out once, huh? And many times. For no reason. He's acting better upstairs, downstairs. What are you kidding? So either the fact that he did Zimnin Sagiyin indicate that don't take any Kiddush on Bracha Suda literally. You need Bracha Suda. Yes, he made it again. He made Kiddush a second time. But the first Kiddush was not Levatola. I'd like someone to shlug up that riot. In the interim, we stop, but I have to go to catch the van. We should go up Simchas. And we'll continue Monday.